AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 1009 of Ask Pat 2.0. This is the show where I invite somebody on to get a little bit of coaching from me. You can actually apply for coaching yourself if you go to AskPat.com. There's a button right there in the middle where you can apply, and I don't select everybody, but I do select one person a week, and then we make it happen, and then you guys get to listen in as if you were in the same room as us, and hopefully through these conversations, you're able to discover some stuff that can help you in your business, no matter what leg of the journey you're in as well. And again, thank you all for all of the recent pieces of feedback on iTunes through the ratings and reviews. That just means so much, especially after this new conversion from the old version of AskPat 1.0 to now AskPat 2.0. And before I go on, and we have a chat today with Meg Brunson, who is a person who's doing a number of different things, and today we're going to talk about balancing those things and branding each of those things and how those all those things kind of work together or not. So we'll get into that in just a minute. But I do want to thank, really quick, today's sponsor for this show, and that is FreshBooks. FreshBooks is an amazing company that I've been working with for, gosh, 3 or 4 years now. They've been helping me manage my books, and they do it in lots of interesting ways. Number one, you know, obviously it helps us keep track of our invoices, and also the income, so the two I's there, but the E, the expenses, they help keep track of that in an automated fashion, which is really cool because then you don't have to worry about it. It's all in the spreadsheets and documents that come with it, especially come tax season, which I know is coming up for a lot of us. It just makes it really easy for us to print out the forms and understand what's going on so that we can just create our, just get rid of the headaches, right, in our business when it comes to the numbers. You know, a lot of people are afraid of numbers. You know, numerophobia, I think it's what it's called. It's an actual thing, and it's a irrational fear of numbers, but it's not irrational because building a business is hard, right? So, hey, check it out. If you want FreshBooks to help you conquer the fear of numbers, all you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/AskPat and just enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, one more time, that's freshbooks.com/AskPat and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That'll get you a 30-day free, unrestricted free trial, which is really cool. So check it out. All right, thanks so much, and let's just dive right into the conversation today with Meg Brunson. You can find her at megbrunson, BRUNSON.com. She's got a lot of great things going on related to Facebook ads, kid entrepreneurs, which has gotten me really excited, but we're going to talk about branding and actually how to organize, you know, all this stuff together today. So let's just dive right in, and here we go. Hey, Meg, thank you so much for coming on to Ask Pat today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, this will be fun. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So my main hustle is that I run a Facebook marketing agency. I run Facebook ads for businesses on the platform. I'm a former Facebook employee. So when I left Facebook to come home and tend to my family, it kind of made sense to do that. I've had a mom blog kind of on the side for the past 4 or 5 years. And that's kind of taken a real back burner. But recently, I decided I want to rekindle that and change it a little bit. So I'm rebranding, and it's going to focus on parenting, like the mom side of things, but also my journey to entrepreneurship and the fact that my daughter, who's my oldest daughter, is 10. I've got 4 daughters, and she's launched her first business this year. So a lot of people have asked me, you know, what is she doing? Like, are you just running the business or how is she involved? So I want to document that. And that kind of leads me into my question. I don't know.
Yeah, tell me what's on your mind.
So I've got this new blog that I planned on just making a personal blog. So it's going to be at megbrunson.com. And I'm torn. One of the things we're doing is launching a podcast that's related to that. It's going to be called Familypreneur, and it explores the same topics of parenting, entrepreneurship, and then raising entrepreneurial kids. But where I'm stuck is I'm not really sure at what point these side ventures become significant enough or big enough to warrant their own web presence, so their own website, social media channels, things like that. You know, how do you determine what fits under this personal brand and what needs its own thing? Like at this point, I feel like my marketing, which was established first, needs its own thing because it's totally separate. But the podcast is so closely related, but I worry about like sending people to my show notes. Is it?
What are you worried about with that?
Like at the end of my podcast, which I'm recording like my outros and stuff right now.
Yeah, yeah.
When I'm going to send them to my show notes, they're joining, you know, I'm welcoming them to the Familypreneur podcast, but then I'm going to send them to megbrunson.com for show notes and stuff. Or is
and
that
why are you just concerned about that?
I just worry that the branding's not consistent, that they should be going to familypreneurpodcast.com, which I do own, but I also don't, I already feel like I manage a couple different websites. I don't want to have like 42, you know what I mean?
Right, right. Tell me a little bit about the podcast itself. Are there any other hosts besides you?
It's an interview style show, so I'm the only host. Mm-hmm. My daughter may possibly join me at some point. She's involved in like the intro and outro. But it's only me is the host.
Okay. Well, I mean, first of all, it's super cool that you have your kids involved in what you're doing. I'm doing the same thing. Actually, my son and I are starting a podcast together too. And it's the coolest thing to see like a little you actually flourishing in the world of business a little bit. And so I do want to see if we can get the URL for that at some point during this call so we can have everybody check that out and see what she's got going on. But I feel like personally there is nothing wrong with if you are the host and you are the personal brand, even though your show has a different name, to bring people back to your personal brand. I actually think that that's favorable because you are establishing yourself as the authority, and to have people come back to your site, totally okay. And I'll give you a couple of examples. So the first example is Amy Porterfield. Her podcast is Online Marketing Made Easy Podcast. She welcomes people to the Online Marketing Made Easy Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing Made Easy Podcast. If you want to get the show notes for this, go to amyporterfield.com/4 for episode 4 show notes. So she brings people back to amyporterfield.com, and she wants that because she is the authority and the person behind the brand, and people can get to know her. And I would assume, especially because you are going to be talking about family and such, in addition to business at megbrunson.com, that would be okay for a person to get to know you better after listening to your show. How does that sit with you?
It does make sense. And I just, it's one of those things that's been on my mind, and I just keep going back and forth.
Sure.
Like,
is there any resistance there? Are you like, oh, well, now that you put it that way.
It makes sense. And I always, like, I think back to you doing it the other way, because yours is all smart passive income. So I'm also curious, like, what made you?
Well, the name of the show is the same as my domain name. And actually, when I started my blog, I wasn't quite sure how involved I wanted to be. I was actually somebody who is quite shy. I still am quite shy. I'm an introvert. So I hesitated to go and get people to a site that had like Pat Flynn is the thing. I didn't want myself to be the center of it. However, of course, during the years and hosting the show and writing the content, not having any other people involved really with that, I just naturally became the person behind the brand. That's not to say I would do it differently or keep it the same necessarily, but people know me as Pat Flynn, the guy behind Smart Passive Income. And I think if the name of it was patflynn.com, it would be essentially the same thing, and perhaps even a little bit stronger. I've built such a large audience now that I think at this point it doesn't matter. And I think you're setting yourself up for some major personal success. But I want to ask you, like, 5 years down the road, let's say the podcast is doing extremely well. You're getting people who are listening to that coming to megbrunson.com, and they're getting to know you, and you're getting asked to speak on stage. You are being recognized when you go to the grocery store every once in a while. Like, is that okay with you? Does that, because that's what you're kind of promoting. Not that you'd ever get to celebrity paparazzi status. Like, I do not ever want to get to that status either. Do you want to be known like as Meg Brunson, the person who's helping bring families together, but is also, you know, somebody I can relate to online?
And I'm comfortable with that. Some of the roles that I've been in recently, I've worked with hyper-local parenting networks, mm-hmm. where I've been the face of those companies, but they were branded as the business.
Okay.
So I feel like I've had some of those situations where I'm out in an event and people are like, oh, I know you. I read your newsletter every week. So
that's awesome.
That stuff doesn't bother me too much. It's just changing it doing it there, it was like I was known for somebody else's business.
Right.
Because I was like a franchise owner or whatever, but now it's mine. And with my experience in Facebook, I then doubt myself, like my username, my Facebook page, do I keep it all as like a public figure and brand it myself? Do I make my username Familypreneur Podcast? Do you know what I mean? Like, these are the things that keep going through my head and trying to, I want to make the right decision before I launch in 2 weeks. So it's not like I'm on a strict deadline.
This was a mom blog that was around for a while. Do you happen to still have emails and an audience there?
Very small. I mean, on Facebook, we've got like 500 fans, which they're all aware of the changes coming. Mm-hmm. I mean, as much as they are with Facebook reach and whatnot, I haven't run ads to them. So it's, I wouldn't say it's a strong audience. I've kind of let that go for the past like 2 years. It's been
sure.
It'll get there.
It'll come back and be even stronger. There's another example I thought of. It's actually one of the only podcasts I listen to. It's called The Model Health Show by Sean Stevenson. And his website is SeanStevensonModel.com. I believe that's the URL. TheSeanStevensonModel.com. So again, with the show name, we don't even know necessarily who the host is right away. However, obviously through the description and once you start listening, you really start to, you know, build a relationship with Sean, and that's who you know. And then you come back to his Sean Stevenson website. So there's definitely been case studies of people doing that. And I don't think it's anything you should worry about. I'm okay. Wondering if there's anything else perhaps that is on your mind beyond that.
I don't think so. I mean, I think that's the basic thing is I keep going back and forth between my name and the podcast name. But I do, I mean, ultimately the reason I went with my name was the flexibility to grow and change with me. So as my kids get older, the focus may change slightly. I also was thinking about from like an interviewee perspective, you know, if I'm interviewing you on the show or mm-hmm. like you as a general person.
Sure, sure.
Does it seem to provide more or less value as a personal brand than a podcast brand? I don't know. Does that make sense?
No, it does make sense. I feel like if the name of the podcast is one thing, but I'm talking to you, it doesn't really matter to me as the person being interviewed. I'm hearing your voice. I'm hearing you. It doesn't matter what the name of the show is to me. And if I ever share it with somebody, I'm going to say, oh, you guys got to check out the Familypreneur podcast. I spoke with Meg. She was great. We had this great conversation. So your name's going to come up anyway, naturally. Okay. And so I wouldn't worry about that at all. You're Meg Brunson at megbrunson.com, who is the host of the Familypreneur podcast and perhaps has a course that has a different name and has another thing that has another name. Like I've seen some brands out there who do establish like literally websites and social media channels for each and every individual thing, not just channel, but also product. And it becomes right. this crazy mess, right?
And that's what I don't want.
Yes, we don't want a mess. That's for sure. I mean, I think I definitely know you're heading in the right direction with this. Okay. I was just trying to dig deeper to see if perhaps, you know, some people use these back and forth decisions. Like when people go back and forth between something, sometimes, I'm not saying it is in this case, but sometimes that's just an excuse to kind of stall a little bit and not make a decision because there's still this, you know, what if this or what if that, and therefore they don't move forward. But it seems like with 2 weeks left before launch anyway, that you're not in that camp.
Yeah, no. And I'm just in that, but I'm at that point where I'm like, should I change everything now? Which means my next 2 weeks are going to be hectic because I've got to change everything to a new name. You know what I mean? Like I'm just doubting my decision, I think is my issue. Like we're down to crunch time and I'm worried I made the wrong one. But I think what you're saying is that I'm on the right track.
You are on the right track.
Personal brand. Like I still can, would you still recommend redirecting? Like I own Familypreneur podcast. I definitely don't want to get rid of that, but I could redirect that to like,
I mean, I would still utilize that for something like, hey guys, if you want to share this show, just go to familypreneur.com/share or just go to familypreneur.com and then you'll get, you know, and that basically could take people to a landing page mm-hmm. where it could even live on your website, but it just has the branding of your podcast in there. And that creates that connection and keeps the conversation going. Where it would be weird if it would be if you didn't mention anything at all about your personal site and you said, hey guys, go to familypreneur.com, and then all of a sudden they land on megbrunson.com and there's okay, well, she's the host, but what am I getting here? You'll have to set it up properly.
Right.
But if there is some landing page that people land on, or maybe the show notes page where it's obvious that that's for the podcast, and then you have a logo of the podcast there, it's going to be totally fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be totally fine. So let's say, for example, let's go the other way and do a little thought experiment in terms of what if you do change it? What if you did change it? So what would have to change and what would that look like? Would that be familypreneur.com and like that has its own, that's where the podcast lives and you have Twitter accounts and Instagram channels for that? Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah. I mean, the URL I own is actually familypreneurpodcast.com because familypreneur.com wasn't available.
No, it's all good.
But it would be, I think I would still have a personal, like, sorry.
No, see, it's already like we haven't even done it. We haven't even created it yet, and it's already like freaking you out. So
my thought originally was the personal page, megbrunson.com, could just be like a landing page that in my mind would be like a digital business card or like a resume almost.
Sure.
That's like, here are the things Meg does, and obviously not so like that, but Meg does this,
and
Meg does
this. Right.
And then you click and you would just get to whatever like site you wanted. Cause that's another issue I've had in the past when I feel like I've always been multi-passionate. So I always have all of these ideas and I want to monetize them. And typically there is some level of success. Like it may not bring me in millions, but it'll supplement, fill a void, fill a need in my life.
Sure.
But I don't want to have like 42 business cards or, so I'll make one business card and have like all four logos on it so that I can promote all aspects of myself in those situations. And I feel like websites are the same way. So my thought was to have a site where you could just go and see all the different things I do and then find whatever fits.
I think that can happen on your website and anyway. And people
and
are going
to host the blog. Or yeah. The podcast.
Exactly. Because it's you. You are the connector between all the different projects that you create. Even though some of those projects may not necessarily 100% be congruent with some of the other projects, because you are multi-passionate, you never know. A lot of people who will listen to your podcast will come to your website and go, wow, look at what else Meg is into. I'm going to check her out just because I love her, not because of the podcast itself, but because I love Meg and I want to see what else Meg is up to. Because I imagine, like, for example, if you had this separate channel for the podcast and a separate website for it and a separate Twitter account, it's like, it would be weird not to share that you just came out with a new podcast to your personal brand, right? It would be weird to have to, you know, post it in both separate spaces and kind of almost take on a new character there. It's all the same. And you're going to reduce the amount of work. You're going to reduce the confusion on the other end for the people who are listening to your show, who come to your website, and the people on your website who want to listen to your show. It's all one entity.
And you don't. And you don't think that people? I guess it just came to me like one of my counter arguments internally.
Yeah,
are the people that maybe don't fit with everything. So, you know, maybe I've got a friend who is a parent and she's interested in the parenting side of things, but she has no interest in starting a business, which I think is flawed. But but I don't want to deter her from coming because she thinks it's going to focus too heavily on business, which isn't of interest to her. So there's that part of it is a fear of excluding people who could still benefit from aspects, you know?
Yeah, but if you are offering things that do help and that are of interest, I don't really care what else you have going on. I'm going to follow you and pay attention to that part of you. And if you go and do something else, that's okay. And who knows, maybe I will turn after a year after you kind of talk about it a little bit and you share it in kind of your, you know, personal posts and you talk about the success of the podcast. Okay. You know what? I wasn't into this, but Meg has convinced me you could actually help even more people in that way. Sure. By not separating it.
Okay. No, that makes sense.
So tell me where you're at, because I just want to make sure you make a decision and move forward one way or another.
No, I think I should just stay on the track that I'm on and keep and get MegBrunson.com up and running and host the podcast there or not.
Yes.
You know, so it'll be tied back, the show notes and everything will all be tied back to MegBrunson.com/whatever.
Right.
And
that's
then,
where people who listen to the podcast, they're going to end up on MegBrunson.com/the podcast. So they're going to know that it's the podcast, and then they're going to see everything else that's there too.
Yeah. And I'll redirect the URL and keep it just in case somebody gets confused and types it in or whatever.
And here's the other thing about these decisions. They aren't always permanent. So it's not like you make this decision now and you could never, ever go back. You could, if you feel like going down the road, which I don't imagine, but if you feel like this was not the right decision, it doesn't mean that it all is lost. And you just spend a little bit more time rearranging things, and then you would know that, okay, I tried it that way, no go. Let's go the other way now. But at least you're moving forward. And I from my personal opinion and experience, it would be to keep it on your personal website.
Okay.
Cool.
That's what I'm going to do.
Awesome. Nice. I like it. Very tactical and an interesting conversation. I think a lot of people also struggle with that too. Where I would say no, it would be if there was no crossover whatsoever, or if it was a completely separate thing that where it wouldn't make sense. And that usually happens when it's an obvious boundary and separation, but there isn't one here. And actually it works together in my opinion. So Meg, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it. And this can be helpful for people. And if there's anything I can do for you, let me know. And we'll have to follow up with you later next year to kind of see how things are going and see if this was the right decision for you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Absolutely. All right. I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Meg Brunson. You can check her out and all the other things we just talked about at MegBrunson.com. Meg, thank you so much for volunteering to come on and be coached. And if you are looking for coaching, for those of you listening, you can apply at AskPat.com. Just go right there in the middle of the page. There is a link to apply. And I'm looking forward to seeing that application come in. We don't select everybody, but we do select people one person a week. So make sure, if you haven't done so already, please subscribe. We've got a lot of great content coming your way, a lot of different kinds of coaching interviews, if you will, coming up in the near future. So please subscribe if you haven't already. And please, if you want to do me a quick favor, when you have a moment today, just head on over to iTunes, look up Ask Pat, and leave a quick, honest review on iTunes. Even if you listen on Stitcher or Google Play or SoundCloud, heading over to iTunes would help out a lot with the exposure, with getting people who are like, yeah, I don't know if this is the right thing for me. If you think it's the right thing for everybody, head on over to iTunes, leave a review. It'd be super helpful. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat 2.0. Cheers.